This is Tweetminster at the Liberal Democrat Conference, speaking to the Right Honourable Michael Moore MP, Secretary of State for Scotland, and two times Le Mans winner Alan McNish. Secretary of State, what role does motorsport have in local economies, and why is it here at the Liberal Democrat Conference?
I know as a constituency MP the thrills and the entertainment that motorsport can bring to an area, with the Jim Clark Rally based in Duns, and that's a well-supported event, not just by people in the Borders, but across the whole of the United Kingdom. And we're very proud of the Jim Clark heritage, but also what motorsport still does for the country as a whole. It's entertaining, but it also is a very important contributor to the economy through some very, very skilled engineers and many others. And it's important to engage at this conference so that we get the wider benefits of motorsport understood by the party and the country as a whole.
Is motorsport an issue that is going to get into difficulties with the challenge of public spending cuts over the next few years?
I think there's a broad range of challenges to not just the motorsport industry, but all sports in this country. But in motorsport, we have one of the most innovative sectors in the whole UK economy. We are world leaders in much of the engineering, in terms of the drivers and so much else. That's very exciting, and it's important that we are listening to the industry's concerns and challenges and making sure that we can contribute as positively as possible to help them develop further.
Secretary of State, thank you very much. Alan, obviously you're a hero to many people with your success with Audi, which has been huge. What do you think motorsport represents for the ordinary people here in the UK and for children, people coming up who are interested in it but are very far removed from the world of international FIA racing?
Well, I think if you look at it, it's many, many things to many people, and that's the important factor, is whether you're watching television and you're congratulating from your armchair Jenson Button or Lewis Hamilton or myself winning big international events, then that's one part of it, because you feel proud that you're from the same area. Or whether it's the development of technology that is going to be the type of things we are driving in our road cars in the future, or safety sides of things. All of this future stuff is something that's very, very apparent in motorsport today and will be on our road cars of tomorrow.
Now, there is an issue that was raised here during the session about the green agenda, and does motorsport fall foul of the green agenda? Is it about oil burning, as one of the speakers here said earlier?
Well, I think that's very much the image, historic image, I have to say, because motorsport is very much at the forefront of the technology and the technologies of the future, whether it be electrical technology, whether it be the more efficient use of a car as it's just going forward, even freewheeling. And so from that point of view, I think that we're in a very, very good place right now to actually develop that. And even if I say it today, you know, our Audi diesel racing engine is significantly more efficient than it was 5 years ago. And the people that are buying those cars today are able to use that technology. And that's critical, because we're not in a situation on our own. We are part of this global situation of trying to drive efficiency forward.
And finally, I have to ask, two big events coming forwards. Obviously, Le Mans next year. Who's your tip for that?
Well, I sincerely hope it's ourselves. You know, we're in a very competitive environment. We've got stiff competition with different types of attitude towards racing and the goal of how to travel 5,000 kilometres in 24 hours or a full Grand Prix year in 24 hours without changing brakes, without changing engine, without changing gearboxes, just purely new fuel and tyres on the car. And so that is really one of the big efficiency aspects to it. And right now, when I look into 2011, I'm very, very excited about that prospect.
Okay, and finally, obviously, you had a big role in F1, the development of the Toyota team and how they've moved forwards. I have to ask, who's your tip for world champion this year?
Right now,
yeah.
I think there's four people that are fighting for that battle, and it's probably going to be Mark Webber. However, on the blind side, we've got Lewis Hamilton and a British-built McLaren.
Alan McNish, thank you very much.